August 21, 1899. Effects of pleasing Jesus alone. After having spent 2 days of sufferings, my benign Jesus showed himself all affability and sweetness. In my interior I kept saying, "How good the Lord is with me!" Yet, I find nothing in me that might please him. And Jesus, answering me, told me, "My beloved, just as you find no other pleasure and contentment than being with me, conversing with me, and pleasing me alone, in such a way that all other things that are not mine are disgusting for you, in the same way, my pleasure and my consolation is to come and be with you, and speak with you." You cannot comprehend the power that a soul who has the sole purpose of pleasing me alone has over my heart, in drawing me to herself. I feel so bound to her, that I am forced to do what she wants. While Jesus was saying this, I understood that he was speaking in that way because during the past days, while suffering most bitter pains, I kept saying in my interior, "My Jesus, everything for love of you. May these pains be as many acts of praise, of honor, of homage that I offer you. May these pains be as many voices that glorify you, and as many proofs that tell you that I love you."